Okay, right now we're going to cover the organizing PSNC units for growth. And what I'd like you to do is open to your teacher training manual, open up to the section, it's called Training Materials for Student Learning Contracts, because we're going to take a look at some of those materials in there. Now, in this session, we want to take a look at how the PSNC is organized into units for growth. And this tape is put near the end of the teacher's training program because it may be best to get some of the experience before getting involved in this area of individualized education. Now, there are several concerns in writing contracts and sequencing them for spiritual growth and direction to take place. First, we need to be able to meet individuals' special needs so that when they re-enter society, they can function successfully as Christians. Topics are chosen for the first 4 months, but there is flexibility in sequencing topics for units in months 5 through 12. Through counseling and observation, teachers can choose topics that must be addressed in each student's life. As you get to know a student, you will find certain problem areas in their life that must be dealt with in order for growth and change to take place. Sorry, these flies are terrible. The contracts enable the teacher to have the flexibility to concentrate the student's studies and goal setting on those problem areas. Now, secondly, having contract units provides the structure that helps pace the students, keeping their interest and helping them do their best week after week. Usually, in the first few weeks, the personal studies is so new to the student that there's no real problem in keeping their interest. But after the first few weeks, that honeymoon effect is over, and many times the students just slow down and they get into a rut. If it's day after day, week after week, just doing one more lesson, one more character quality, one more Bible verse, it's going to get old. It will be boring and frustrating. So we want to pace the student so that they continue to do their best week after week. And their work has meaning because it's directly related to their lives. Now, the advantage to the contracts is that the student sets the speed as opposed to the teacher setting the speed in the traditional classroom. Now, the third concern is that the units are made relevant to the students' lives through goal setting and evaluation of completing their goals. And it is this key ingredient which causes and keeps students' interest in their lessons and which produces growth with direction. Let me just take a look here. When the students, you know, when you set goals for the students, they have their focus is on their own life, their own personal experience, and they're real interested in, you know, working on key areas. And so when you get lessons that are specifically designed for those key areas, that's the thing that keeps their interest. Okay, fourthly, the teacher needs to help students focus on their growth rather than how much time it takes to do their units. Many students have a real hang-up with this. Many of them have served time in prison or jail and have that mentality, well, how much time is it going to take me to do this? Or, I've got to do my 3 months here. I've got to do my 6 months here or 8 months, and then I can leave and get on with real living, you know. When giving a contract, this time issue is raised because they'll say, well, how much time do I have to do this? They aren't thinking about their abilities. If they have 3 weeks, they'll usually take 3 weeks. If they have 6 weeks, they'll usually take 6 weeks. What we want to help them to do is to change their attitude towards wanting to grow. And I want to do my best to grow this week, next week, and every week. We want them to have that kind of attitude. What we want to do in this session now is to get an overall picture of how the units fit into the personal studies. We want to take the students from knowing the truth to consistently applying the truth in their daily living. And these units are designed to help with that progress on a student-by-student basis. Now, if you take a look in your teacher training materials for the student contracts, read over the introduction to the student learning contracts, because that's really going to help you be informed as to how to do contracts and what they're all about. And also, skim over the basic concepts used in contracts. You may want to just stop and read that over before we go on. Now, what we propose you do is that you structure your personal studies classes in such a way that you have units of study. And these units are designed to be large blocks of learning activities which take the students 3 to 5 weeks to complete. Now, with each student, you would sit down and you would write a contract for them for each unit they work on. A student learning contract is a written agreement drawn up between the student and the teacher that they will accomplish a certain amount of work in a certain amount of time. And each unit or contract has a theme or topic to focus on. And if you'll turn in your basic concepts used in the student learning contracts, it has a scope of curriculum. It's Appendix A. Scope of curriculum for the personal studies for new Christians. And there it has, I think, 8 or 9 areas in which they should study. 9. And these are the themes or the topics for the personal studies units. And these are the topics for the contracts that you sit down with the students and you write. If your center is an induction center that keeps the students anywhere from 3 to 5 months before they go on to another center, then in that 3 to 5 month period, you may have 3, 4, 5, even 6 units that the students would need to complete before going on to the next phase of the program. So turn to the basic requirements for units 1 through 4 and look them over. And it's with these green sheets. Unit 1, Unit 2, Unit 3, Unit 4. And the four units. The first unit is on salvation, spiritual birth. The second one is on self-image. The third one is on spiritual growth, and the fourth one is on family relationships. And these are the units that are suggested as the first four units of study when they're meant to be completed in the induction phase. And as you'll notice, there are 5 activities for studying each theme. There's lessons, scriptures, character qualities, personal reading class, and Bible reading. And each one has listed requirements, their basic requirements, that a student must do in order for them to pass that unit. Now, when you sit down with a student and talk to them about their life, when you get ready to write up a contract, you'll give them the basic requirements, but there's flexibility because you'll have an opportunity to give them other studies in each of those 5 areas of study that will be specifically designed for that student. And those individual requirements could be or would be determined by both the teacher and the student. Thirdly, you would also present electives. These are different things that the student may want to study that are not necessarily related to that theme, but it's their interest. And I usually make those things optional, but that's up to you, you know, whether they complete those in the contract or not. But it's good to give them electives sometimes. Now turn to the personal growth contract. I'll show you what that looks like. This is for students in induction who finish the first 4 units and have time to do more units. It is useful See, the personal growth contract is right after the basic requirements for 1 through 5. And here it is. Personal growth contract. Now, let's say a student in induction finishes their units 1 through 4 and they still have more time. Well, what you can do is have them, you know, write out a new contract, but have them focus on a particular area that they really need growth in. And this unit can be custom designed for that student. The theme could be suggested from the scope of curriculum, that other page that we were talking about, the scope, the 9 areas of studies. Before deciding on a theme, what we are wanting to do is to have that student take a look at where they have come from so far. And so what you might want to do is have them evaluate themselves in their previous contract, and also the teacher gives input and feedback as to how they've done on their previous contract. What kind of spiritual growth have they already made, and what kinds of growth in their other areas of life as well have taken place? And then have them determine some areas of their life that they still need to grow. And have the student make a list of areas that they have grown and another list of areas that they still need to grow in. If they leave out significant areas needing growth, have them go around to 1 or 2 or 3 of the other staff members and have the other staff members check over their list and give suggestions to the student. And once you have those lists, you can determine the topics and begin planning their activities for that unit. Now, turn to the personal studies for new Christians and the group class resource list for months 5 through 12 and skim that over. I'll show you what it looks like. This is what it should look like. Okay. In this are suggested topics for personal studies units for every month of the second phase, for months 5 through 12. The teacher sets up contracts from this suggested list, but has flexibility in choosing topics within that month, the lessons for each topic, and even the sequencing of the personal studies units. In other words, you don't have to just go by, you know, by this, you know, real strictly. Adhere, I've got to do, you know, this subject in Unit 5, you know, and it, like if a student is really struggling with their family, you know, family problems, and that's not until month 9 or 10, but they're in month 5, go ahead, you know, switch it around. But these are the suggested sequencings. The teacher should work with the student in finding, finding the character qualities and scriptures and Bible readings that go with the suggested lessons instead of the teacher doing all the planning like in the earlier contracts. I'm sorry, I must have said the teacher should find the character qualities. I meant the student should find the character qualities and, you know, the scriptures and the Bible readings. Because the idea is that it should be less of the teacher and more of the student as the student goes through the program, so that when they get out of Teen Challenge, they can have that skill of setting goals and finding the Bible, you know, the Christian books and workbooks and things that they need to grow in. One important overall goal is to enable the students to plan for their own growth and to be able to evaluate their growth for when they reenter society. So that's why the student, you know, should be making those decisions, and also give them those opportunities to evaluate themselves after each contract. Now, at the end of each unit, students need to evaluate the goals that they worked on to find out what progress they made. There is an end-of-contract student evaluation form that asks the kinds of questions that help students evaluate themselves. So one of the things we aim to do is to teach a student how to honestly evaluate their progress. Because, you know, the teacher goes over that evaluation of themselves and then, you know, kind of helps them out that way. We also want to enable them to size up their spiritual growth and progress as far as it's relating to other people in life, their work, and so forth, and be able to determine this is an area where I need to grow, and to be able to find the resources or determine some kind of plan for growth that really will help them to make that significant progress. So initially, as a student begins the unit in induction, it's very teacher-oriented, and the basic requirements are very detailed. The farther that they go and the closer they get to graduation and reentry, the more that we want the student to be involved in making those key decisions, and the teacher to simply be there as a resource person or guide. We want to gradually phase out the teacher involvement or the teacher's active role in the decision-making end. The idea is that when the students graduate, they'll continue the same study patterns. They should even be familiar with going to a Christian bookstore and determining which books or workbooks will really help them. And they should be familiar with trying to find Bible study projects and those workbooks that go beyond asking what questions, what kind of questions. They should go beyond types of questions that just ask for content or facts, but they should include questions that will help them to relate that content to their life. So I think that we've pretty much covered, what we have to say about organizing the personal studies units. And just reading this material in this section will help.
One of the things that I'd like to mention, that is why we have this thing to provide them, like we call it, one of the things that they have contract is to have the students come to that point of being able to see the end. So let me say, get this cord readjusted here. Okay. We want them to be able to see an end to that section of studies. And at the end of each unit, they are given a certificate of achievement to reward them for that achievement. And just that sense of having a goal inside of, I'm working towards this end, and I'm going to be working on something new, I think is a very positive element of the units.
Mm-hmm. I have to say, you know, when I give the students their certificate of achievement, it really is a big thing. I mean, they have the biggest smile on their face and everybody claps for them, and it's really a big thing. And they post those things all over their student office. Or they send them home to their parents, you know, look what I did.
One of the things that I really like about the contracts and how they're organized for growth is that it really gives us a sense of direction with each student and their counseling. I know many times we see particular problems with a student, and we can look forward to, you know, just realizing in the next week he'll be starting to work on a contract, say on self-image, or a contract on spiritual growth, and we can include different lessons that can help him in that. And so instead of trying to deal with every problem that comes up as it comes up, we can just look to the time of the next contract and include lessons in that contract to deal with that. And it just makes it a lot easier, so we don't have to try to deal with everything at one time, but mm-hmm. we can major on these different areas at different times and to really give us a focus in what we're doing with the guy.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I'd like to mention for the benefit of those of you that are listening to this on tape, when we made this tape, there is still a lot of development that we want to do with the units that are for that 5th to 12th month time period. And so if in your area of ministry, if you become involved in developing contracts and developing units for that time period of the training, we would be very glad if you would send to the National Curriculum Office some samples of what you've done, because we're looking for additional samples and ideas of how people have developed that. So keep that in mind as you get involved in the this aspect of the curriculum.
Okay, this concludes our session on organizing personal studies for new Christians, units for growth.